And let's check in with Nate Solder and see how the phone is working this week. Hey, Nate.
Hey, man, I can hear you this time.
Can you hear us? Are you deep in the bowels of Gillette Stadium right now?
No, I'm just about to grab some breakfast with some family.
Oh, all right, good. So, what's a guy like you eat after a game night?
Well, usually it's quite a bit, but I didn't seem to feel quite as much as I usually do last night.
So what are we going, like a couple omelets, some bacon, sausage?
Yeah, at a minimum.
Who is the biggest eater on the New England Patriots? some might guess who it is, but we might be surprised. Who is it?
You. I don't think you'd be surprised. There's probably just what you'd expect, and then you know, a lot of us guys, like, I'm always trying to work to keep on weight, so I got to eat a ton more than, you know, other guys that are always trying to lose weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. My buddy Pete Gray played at BC. He was a small guy. He was a D lineman, and yeah, it's crazy. He used to eat 6-7 times a day. Is that the same for you, Nate?
Yeah, I'm always snacking and always eating little stuff.
Yeah, like a snack is like a loaded hoagie, though. That like, the,
exactly. Anyone else is a large meal.
Yeah, right. You have a full breakfast, and a snack is like a full sub with fries, and then lunch is like extra large pizza.
Hey, you mentioned not necessarily playing a ton last night. Did you guys as a team feel better about last night's effort, or last night's result, I guess, as opposed to Detroit?
I think that there were some good things that went on, that's for sure. I saw, you know, some big plays by a lot of guys. That was really neat to see, and it was exciting for us.
What do you think ends up happening with, and what did you think of his performance last night with Tim Tebow? You think he's coming along?
It's hard for me to say. You know, if I were a quarterback, I could probably give you a better answer, but, you know, he made some plays, I guess. As an offensive lineman, I saw that, and I recognize that.
Yeah. All right, there are a lot of people, mostly the media and myself, that think Tebow should probably be cut because he's going to be a third-string quarterback. So how does that make the other players feel, that someone who's more deserving is going to get cut so that Tebow can still remain on the team?
You're speculating. I don't know what's going to happen, so we'll have to see what happens.
That's a great question. That is a great question.
Yeah. What do you think Nate's going to do? You think Nate's going to send Bill Belichick in down the river? You know what? I'm kind of disappointed in Bill Belichick's, the way he runs the team.
Good question, though. I mean, how do you guys feel? I mean, it pretty much, because I know how I feel in everyday life when someone undeserving gets a promotion, I'm steamed about it. I'm like, I can't believe this prick's still here.
Well, it's kind of a team philosophy, so I think probably Nate would tell you that if Tim Tebow makes the team, it's not that they would support him in that way, right, Nate?
Oh, yeah. Everyone that's on the team, we're all in, you know, we're all in the win, and that's kind of the way we do things.
Yeah.
What I heard, Nate, just for spaz, that I was told that you guys have a suggestion box. It's an anonymous suggestion box. And when you don't like somebody, you're in here.
That's how we make all our decisions.
But Nate, all right, another kind of question along that lines.
Yes.
Is they need to decide to do what they're going to do with Gronk. They either have to put him on a 53-man roster now,
yes,
or decide not to, and then we can't have him for 6 weeks.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
You know what? I'll probably listen to your show, and you'll probably tell me more than I actually know for myself.
He's well-trained. Nate's older. Well-trained. All right, let me ask this question. What was...
Yeah, as much as they're not telling you, they're not telling me either, so I don't know.
Nate, let me tell you this, because you can tell us this. Well, Tom Brady, after the near tragic incident, what was his response to you? Does he say anything to you about that? I mean, clearly, you know, it's not your fault. You get bum rushed into a guy, but what did he say afterwards?
No, you know what? That's just one of those plays that kind of just is part of the game. I don't think that there was much thought about it on our end. I know there was a big deal made about it, but I'm not sure that it was that big of a deal.
Yeah. Hmm. So you guys weren't panicked, and you weren't ready to get out of town and move to Siberia or something if that didn't go.
Not yet.
All right. Well, what do you guys? You guys get some time off here over Labor Day weekend? You got any big plans, or you got to work the whole weekend, or what?
Going hunting?
No. Well. First of all, we didn't tell us our schedule, but I would love to go hunting. No, I don't know. You know, we got a big game coming up with the opener, so. You know, whatever we're doing, I'm sure there'll be some preparation mixed in with it.
Texter wants to know if you enjoyed the Jamie Johnson show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jamie Johnson's one of my favorites. Yeah, I had a great time there.
Country artist, I assume?
Yeah. He's kind of a vintage country artist. Yeah, he writes a lot of songs for a lot of different people.
All right, yeah, because I remember you singing... I think it was Wagon Wheel at Matt Light's event. I know you're a big country fan.
Yeah, I did sing that. Yeah, Old Crow Medicine Show, yeah.
Nice. Very good.
Work.
All right, Nate.
Oh, no, wait. Here's a pot of puff one for you. What are the keys to beating Buffalo in the season opener?
Well, you're going to have to ask someone else on that one. I don't know.
Scoring more points.
Oh, God.
That was a joke. Nate got it. At least he laughed.
All right, Nate. Thanks,
thanks, Nate.
Now, where are you going for breakfast? Do you go to Denny's? He's going with his family. He said he's going to breakfast with the family.
Yeah, I'm in Mansfield at the Mansfield Center, the little diner right here.
Oh, fantastic.
One of my favorites.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Thanks. You're awesome, man. Thank you, Nate. Thank you.